This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and my guests are Tim and Rini. And Tim and Rini are from RV Tales from the Cram-a-Lot Inn. I love that name. The Cram-a-Lot Inn, that is terrific, and that is that's where you'll find them on Instagram, with over 2,800 followers already. And I say already, but we'll get to that in a minute. Hi, folks, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Doing wonderful, thank you. Really appreciate you taking time out to come on and join us. And you know, this is interesting because you know. Looks can be deceiving. You look just like veteran, long-time RVers, but you've only been full-timers for a month as we're not recording even. This. So that's not a lot of time, but it looks like you both got smiles on your faces. You look happy, and maybe the lifestyle is suiting you.
We looked a lot younger before we started full-timing.
That's great, but hopefully, you know, hopefully that you'll find the fountain of youth once again, and this new lifestyle will agree with you. So far, so good, though. You doing okay?
We're doing good. There's you know, there's ups and downs with everything, and the learning curve is pretty wide. So, yeah, we're taking it one day at a time to see how things are going. So.
Great. Wonderful. So you are just, you're in Casper, Wyoming right now, as we speak. Tomorrow, as we record this tomorrow, you're off to, Cody, Wyoming. And, Wyoming is a big, wonderful state. One of my very best friends lives, in, Cheyenne. And, he's been there for a while after living in Seattle for years and years. And he wanted to escape the big urban sprawl, so off he went to Cheyenne, and it is wide open out there, isn't it?
It's beautiful. We just actually came from Cheyenne. We were there for several days, so we got to explore around that area too. So it was nice.
Yeah, that's terrific. And originally, we were talking ahead of time, and you're both from the great state of Iowa, and. Yep. I shared with you that one of my all-time favorite movies takes place in Iowa, Field of Dreams, and specifically Dyersville, Iowa, where it was filmed. And you, Rini, you grew up there in Dyersville.
I did. I was actually an extra in the movie, too.
And so. you were an extra in the movie. That's great. In the big scene at the school with the big book banning controversy in the film. How was that experience? You had a good time. Was it a lot of waiting for them to shoot?
Yes, it was actually very hot. It was in July when they shot it, and we were inside that gym, which had no air conditioning. We shot for 3 days, and you had to wear the same clothes every day, obviously, so you were, you know, dressed the same, but it was very warm. It was very hot, but it was interesting to actually watch the movie scenes and how they do it. And like some of the scenes we had to record where you were clapping with no sound, and then you clapped with sound. And it was just an interesting experience to see how a movie is made.
Yeah. It's just one of the all-time classic films. And I know it's kind of repeat viewing for a lot of people. It's just a great movie. Yep. And, you know, sadly, we, person who played Shoeless Joe Jackson, Ray Liotta, just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we thought.
And did you get to meet any of the folks, any of the stars of the film?
Yep, we got to meet Amy Madigan and Kevin Costner.
Wonderful.
And then the lady that her name that threw down the book, we got to meet her too. But they were all very, very nice. Very nice.
That's great. So now. From Iowa off to Wyoming and traveling, and tell us what you're riding around in. What unit do you have there?
We're in a 2003 Forest River Windsong. It's a 35-foot Class A motorhome. Been a wonderful ride so far. We had a lot of prep to do. My son helped me change shocks and make the ride better, but the cram a lot in is we started loading stuff, and I said there's a gross vehicle weight ratio we have to stay in mind of, and with more and more and more, and that
the name is Fit.
I don't know if you're old enough to remember Fibber McGee's Closet, but
I know what it is. My dad would often talk about Fibber McGee's Closet. Yeah, open the door, everything fall out. You know.
I'm with you. I'm old enough to remember, but Dad told me about it.
Oh yeah.
So, no, yeah, we're in a big.
I'm an old soul.
Big motorhome towing a car.
Well, listen, you know, it's you know, you get used to these things every day. It probably gets a little bit easier and you get the hang of it a little bit. Now, are you both do a little work from there? Or are you retired or?
We're both retired.
Yeah. Well, that makes it easier. You don't have to worry too much about hitting deadlines and fulfilling your work obligations every day. So that's good. And more time to relax and take in the scene. So Cody, Wyoming next on the list. And what are you thinking about doing there?
We're actually going to park in Cody and roll into Yellowstone and see the loops and hopefully spend quite a few days in that area. Beautiful state. We came from Colorado, another just beautiful state. We like the wide open. We love the quiet, love the mountains. So that's kind of the direction we chose to come is this way.
That is terrific. You know what, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up here with okay. Tim and Rini, learn a little bit more about maybe some of their plans down the road. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. I'm joined by Tim and Rini. And, you know, this site, you know, has some really, really cool photographs. It's RV Tales from the Cram a Lot Inn. And that's a mouthful, but, you know, you got to cram a lot in to get the whole name of the, but it's RV Tales from the Cram a Lot Inn. Over almost 2,900 followers right now. Digital creators, and says, the Cram a Lot Inn is the name of our RV, is what you're saying there, folks. And just a lot of stuff going on. These are some really, really cool pictures I'm paging through here. Beautiful landscape shots and mountains and everything. It, you know, the great Western states are something to behold, aren't they?
They sure are beautiful here.
Yeah. Well, we got told in Colorado we were called Flatlanders, which is okay because that's what we are from Iowa. We're Flatlanders.
Sure.
The mountains are just mystifying. We went to Garden of the Gods, and you watch how they're formed in the mountains, and you look around at just majestic. Amazing. It's phenomenal.
That's terrific. That is absolutely great. So traveling is really it. You know, I mean, you know, the next place on the road, well, we know it's Cody, but then from there, and then Yellowstone, you spend some time there. What, you have any long-term things going on, thoughts that you're, things you're trying to look at for maybe this summer that you on your list?
We're gonna go somewhat back through South Dakota, maybe up into North Dakota a little bit, and then probably over towards Minnesota, and we want to go back down through Iowa. We may find something to in Iowa. We'll eventually go back to Iowa, and that will be our home.
Yeah.
And we'll find a home, but for right now, we're just kind of traveling and going with it and see where we end up.
Yeah.
Long term plans, we would like to go down Route 66. That's one of our goals.
Another one of our bucket list goals.
Oh, sure. I can understand that. And, you know, we're, I think, sort of in the a similar age demographic. And, you know, we remember that show, Route 66, and the song Route 66. And, you know, and there was so much kind of going on in terms of just little spots along the way, diners and little places and motels and things. You know, it's classic Americana, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
The little roadside attractions. We love those things.
Yeah. We're not big city. We like the open spaces. We like the little towns. We like going to those things.
Yeah. Well, listen, being from Iowa, you know, I would think little towns, I could see why they'd be appealing. And having visited there my one and only time, but I want to get back, it was special. It was special. People are just couldn't be one nicer, couldn't be more friendly and welcoming. So we really, really enjoyed it. We'd love to catch up with you guys again. Maybe when you're further down the road, maybe later this summer, and if you figure out, maybe let us know where you are and we'll check in with you again and see what's happening.
We appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
We really loved it. Let folks again know where they can find you online.
It's RV Tales from the Cram-A-Lot Inn, and Inn is I-N-N, such as an inn. We have Facebook and Instagram. So.
Terrific. Facebook and Instagram, RV Tales from the Cram-A-Lot Inn, two N's. There you go. It is Tim with one M.
Yep.
And Rini with two E's.
There you go.
All right. Folks, thank you so much. Safe travels. Great to see you. And we'll talk down the road.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. Stay tuned.
The rights of the RV enthusiast are important. That's why the RV Advisor has built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with advice you can trust. Visit thervadvisor.com.
Wrapping things up now on the RV Advisor Podcast. Look who it is from the RV Advisor Newsroom. It's Jody Needle. Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Doing very well. And you're always working on some cool stories for the newsletter. What do we got? I know the newsletter releases on the 10th. That's Friday, right? And I know that we've got some cool stories. What do we got?
Well, one of them deals with vacation. You know, it's that time of year again, people saving up for vacation, hoping to head out and get on their RVs.
Yeah. And, you know, say, with gas the way it is right now and trying to, you know, it's a challenge to save money and still have, try to get a little bit of vacation time in. And, I know we've talked in the past about nearcations, right?
Yeah, people trying to stay close to home, but they still need to save money so that, like you said, with the gas prices the way they are, that way they have that money stashed away so that they can fill up their tanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And also there's an app that's been really doing great. In fact, they just passed a milestone, billions and billions of miles behind them, right? Road Trippers?
Yeah, that's right. They just hit a milestone. It's one of those apps that helps the road trippers put together adventures, and it helps them plan vacations and makes it easier for the RVers to plan adventures that can help them make memories.
Well, that sounds very helpful. And you gotta, you know, any little bit of assistance on the road is a good thing. And like in the words of the late great astronomer Carl Sagan, billions and billions, as he used to say about the universe and the number of stars in the universe. Well, they have billions and billions of miles trekked on this thing. So that's pretty darn cool. Jody, yeah, thank you so much. Always great to see you. I know you're a busy person there in the newsroom. So another issue of the newsletter behind us, and we got another one coming in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. On a personal note, I do want to dedicate this episode to someone who is very near and dear to my heart, a great cousin of mine recently passed away. And the background you have, you see me showing there is her neighborhood in Greece. And that's the village of Nafplion there in the background. And so we're going to miss her, but she was a wonderfully inspiring person, lovely human being, my cousin. And we dedicate this episode in her memory. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon. Remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.